Happy Wednesday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dahl, to present our macro minute for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is Kevin Warsh a hawk or a dove? Our answer is Kevin Warsh did an excellent job in his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday, confirming our expectation that he is the right man to usher in much needed regime change at the Fed to, among other things, reject the Fed's broken models, broken frameworks, its Keynesian academic dogma, and clear left-leaning bias to create more prosperous outcomes for all members of society, not just us in the established wealth class. Refer to our October 2026 Fed op-ed for more details on this. That said, however, Warsh did a historically poor job of defending his independence from President Trump, and by extension, the Fed's independence from political interference. Still, financial markets repriced in a hawkish manner amid his testimony, so there was some hope that he was merely pandering to the boss. Time will tell on that front. Before we transition to our 42 micro dashboard, the one thing I would also say, we break this down in our monetary policy section as well as in the charts on slide 16 and 18 from today's note, is that of all the markets that repriced in a hawkish manner yesterday, and there were quite many of them, one market that didn't reprice in a hawkish manner is the repo market. The repo market was, unchanged. And so that is consistent with our view that Kevin Warsh's hawkish views on the balance sheet are going to be offset and potentially overwhelmed by financial sector deregulation and legislation that financially represses U.S. commercial banks and global stablecoin issuers to supporting the treasury market. In our view, we don't think that'll eventually be enough, but it's highly likely that financial repression via those two agents is the next stop on this train. So refer to the note today for more details on that, and particularly from what it looks like from the perspective of banking sector regulation, the swapping of bank reserves for treasuries, for banks' high quality liquid assets, et cetera. Transition to our 42 micro dashboard is always a wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Straight Up for Moves, Nonlinear Supply Chain Breakages. It says, I've been listening to Luke Groman and he's concerned about COVID style nonlinear supply chains breaking. Right now, the markets seem to be pricing in the Hormuz open soon and everything smooths out quickly via his six-week helium, sulfuric acid, fertilizer, oil gap, plus force majeures on petroleum byproducts and Russia, Kazakhstan, China, oil, diesel export bans, et cetera, breaking things premise. I know we're relying on your VAMs to get us in and out, but since I joined a month ago, I'm not sure how well it does for the March 2020 style cliff down moves. If there's such an event coming and there's even more leverage systematic flows now, might the drop be even faster or sharper? And should it happen in the near future? So excellent question. I think this is the key risk, and it's something we've been highlighting in the context of our thoughts on the liquidity cycle, specifically the fact that these products are being embargoed is essentially throwing a massive wrench in the global dollar recycling cycle from the perspective of the net international investment surplus economies in the Gulf Coast, as well as the net international investment surplus economies in Asia and Europe. If they don't get those barrels of crude oil, if they don't get the fertilizer inputs they need, we're going to see just an evaporation of global liquidity at some point in the coming weeks, if not months. It's hard to have precision on that. But one thing we can rely on and helps us sleep comfortably at night is that KISS and Dr. Moe are an extremely effective risk management tools, particularly for dealing with something like a sudden stop risk in global financial markets. So just looking at our Dr. Moe signal here for the S&P 500, we can actually go back and zoom in on the on how well Dr. Moe traded the COVID collapse. The dark green indicates a long max position in KISS and Dr. Moe. The light green position indicates a long half position, and then the gray indicates a no position. So Dr. Moe would have gotten us out on a rolling out of sample basis from the S&P 500 on the 2nd of March in 2020, and gotten us back in starting on March 27th. Or March 28th here, on March 30th on that Monday. So, this is exactly why our company exists, is to help investors chop off the left tail of the distribution so that they can have the confidence to remain invested so that they can actually move towards their strategic investment objectives, which if you're a retail investor should be to retire on time and comfortably. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dahl here presenting our macro minute for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.